started to fight, they were all choking and Spock with Teddy
I'm
fighting
pausing
the, you know, the stick,
it.
yeah,
I'm pausing
stand
it.
up.
I'm pausing it. I'm trying to get a sample. I'm combining that.
Do you want to die, though?
What?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I don't know. It's a crazy thing, Jim. You
Depends
better.
Yeah,
on
it
your
is.
Also, the
Depends
mechanics
on
are
your
broken.
sports muscle,
But
isn't
what?
it? Depends on what you
Yeah.
like,
Well,
wouldn't
yeah,
it?
no, I'm not actually
He
that
says
kind
there
of
was
like conscious, but I
some
mean
young men that I've known
Right.
all my life. He says
But
slim,
apparently fat.
Yeah.
athletic.
So what do you
Says
reckon?
they're
Are
all
you
in the
concentrating
grid and
on
I'm
your
still
sports
in
muscle
it. Because fit as hell
Right.
is it.
Yes.
Matt, what's he talking? Good to you.
Yes, Duncan.
Duncan.
No, this lad's got
Said the trouble
Let
is when
me
you're that age, you think you're immortal.
No, it's like you do
He says, but you never think that when you get into your forties you might have find difficulty in fastening your shoelace. Said, and whereas if you do exercises and keep fairly active, you don't have troubles like that. But they didn't work that way, do they, fairly active?
Mind you, I think that exercise is all right. I think it did me no harm. But I think there's inbred problems that you have that you can never get around, really.
See, there's two girls there, they go to a good school. They're both not interested in, they like swimming, but they're not interested in sport. One wants to be a doctor. She says, "That's all I'm interested in, being a doctor."
My coach were a rugby league player, professional rugby league.
There is a young man at the front there. Who is he, Jim? Do you know? I've seen him before. Something to do with sport. That's him. Finn.
Got to bear this one up down. That's a lot, isn't it? 68, is it?
Carry something like that. You have to let the child make their choice. If they want to be unhealthy in future life, that's up to them.
You shouldn't let the child make a choice about sport as well.
I'm going into the swimming pool. But, and I'm getting laughed at because I'm a bit fat. But that's my decision.
Might knock it off, or the other.
It's not so bad if it wasn't for that.
Yeah.
59-28 for a winter.
It's the running costs that's the trouble, isn't it? Yeah.
Are we putting any almost an intolerable pressure? They've got enough now. And then we have to say, you've also you can't eat the sweets, you can't eat the chocolate.
No, what we need, it's something that's come out, is we haven't got a balance. We need a healthy balance. And the girls here who want to go into the medical profession well, you're going to need to exercise, because I tell you, a performance of King Lear, you're on there for 3.5 hours, you're going to have to be really fit. I think you're mixing up the combination of terms here. We're talking about sport, but what we really mean is exercise. And you need a combination of a balanced diet and exercise. You've got to have role models for children on both in the kitchen as well as on the sports field.
There's 100 left.
So the role models here are Tracy and Duncan. You don't like the pressure, Duncan. Hopefully I set a good example with Janie and other people who exercise regularly and tell people they do. But really, there are three different groups. There's the schools who are a responsibility. And to say that children, you know, have a choice of what they're eating, I mean, what are they offered at school? And then the parents are another people. Meals, servants.
Oh, does it? Oh, well done. They certainly haven't got a good enough range for us, have the fires?
No. 68.
Does it start in the home? Are you conscious of the pressures of having to provide the kind of...
I'm an original sick note at school. I hated gym. I didn't like it, but I didn't want to encourage anything.
before last year.
Girl broke her arm, and she was glad because it had her on tune.
Yeah, I know a lad that broke his arm, and he was glad just the same, going over a vaulting horse. Oh, the beach. She'll put some chains back in.
I would never force
anybody. But are you more conscious of their diet now than say you were with your own children?
I am, because they eat different things now. There's a fashion in food. We had no McDonald's. Nobody ever heard of a McDonald's when I was young. We ate what was in food in front of us, and that was healthy. And I thank my parents, because otherwise I wouldn't be at my age now what I was before.
Yes, I agree, actually, because I think nowadays we do tend to live such a busy lifestyle that we're constantly on the move.
Manny, I think that all lads should join some kind of a sports club. I'll go and do this then. I've got my glasses, I'll go in the library.
Front door out for your lunch.
Yes. Okay, John.
Right.
Oh, that can bring it for you.
No, thank you.
Right. Moving into summertime, really, then, aren't we?
That's less ice, free,
yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just so bad now. There's no snow, but that freezing fog is terrible.
Yeah. But this area, we seem to do better for weather than inland, don't we?
Lot better, I suppose.
Yeah.
All lot better.
I mean, originally, where we came from, you know, the snows and the cold weather. We were 1,100 feet above sea level.
Where was that at?
We were at Queensborough. It's near Halifax anyway, in Yorkshire.
Yeah. I don't know.
On the Pennines.
Oh, in the Pennines, you would be. Yeah.
You're not from this area though, are you?
No, Cumbrian. Cumbrian.
Yeah.
Aye, well...
Morning.
Morning. It would be. It'd be cold up there.
Well, as I say, we were 1,100 feet above sea level, and we've really moved here because I could not stand the bad weathers.
Yeah.
I worked near the factory where I worked. It was near to where we live, so it was convenient to stay there.
That's right.
While I were working.
Yes.
And I said as soon as we got the opportunity of moving away, we would do. And we searched all over the country, went into Lincolnshire, we went into Wales,
aye.
We went up to Bridlington and all like that, and then we finally plumped on this reeler.
Yeah, and you haven't had a jet side because you have a good house as well.
It is a good one, yeah. Good. It's very similar, as I was telling my friend the other day, to what we had before. The house itself is better,
yes.
It's just the surround, although we have more surround, well, not more surround here. But it's a different layout.
Yeah.
As other house was better because we had lawns all the way around, you see. But it was still a semi like this.
That's right.
And we were lucky to get this because chap wanted to get out into a house really, and he'd had one offer from down south, and they'd been and looked, and they sort of but hadn't followed it up, so.
No. Well, houses today is stuck like.
They are, aren't they?
Aye.
Oh, I think anybody that's wanting to sell to move is in trouble, really.
They are, like, to buy my
house,
to sell.
Yeah, that's you lose your life savings. Did you see that in the on the television the other night?
No.
People our age,
aye,
wouldn't say, well, I'm a house.
Yes.
And they haven't got a capital, you see.
That's
so
right.
Consequently, they have a bit of a problem as to with their income then, you see. And they have all the money in the house. So they go to this man and he says, well, oh, that's all right. He says, we can borrow so much off the building society.
Yeah.
We can invest that, and the like, you know, if your house is worth 30,000,
yeah,
and you borrow 15,000, you invest that 15,000 on a good return.
That's
and
right.
With you getting a bit of relief for being elderly, income tax wise,
yeah,
well, your interest then pays your mortgage and gives you a bit of a return on your money.
Aye.
And then as you go on over the years, you know, your mortgage then is reduced because part of your interest is paying for your,
that's right,
your
for mortgage. Oh, that's
well,
right.
This is all right, all providing right, the returns on the interest are high enough.
That's right.
Because
that's
if they drop,
aye,
your building society, there's not enough money for them,
no,
and there's not enough money for you to live on.
That's right.
So then if your interest of the building society falls down, we'll say over 12 months, the building that society then say, well, I'm sorry, we're going to have to reclaim your property.
Oh, man.
And this couple, who'd worked all their life, and they were in this lovely little detached cottage,
aye,
they'd gone into this system.
Aye.
And the return on their investment had dropped.
Aye.
And the building society were getting ready to foreclose on their investment. And they were really upset.
Oh, they would be. Aye. There's catches in everything, you know.
Well, I
all them sort of
I don't know how you are, but unless I have 10 bob in my pocket to spend, I don't spend it.
No, that's it.
No. Nobody gives you money.
Nobody, oh, no, they
no,
don't.
No.
They don't. Nobody does. If you don't work for it,
yeah,
you don't get anything.
How long have you been in Morecambe then?
Not very long.
No. Oh, good.
Not very long.
You finished your retire up in Cumberland, would you, and then?
I did, aye. My brother was going to come, and then he changed his mind. He's still in
Cumberland. It's a bit of a wrench, though, moving away, really, isn't it?
Well, that's what
he
says.
To a degree, yeah.
Aye. He says, you know nobody, and...
We were totally committed, really. We were totally committed.
Ah, that's right, you would be.
Would you? You'd have bad weather in Cumberland.
Oh, very bad.
Yeah.
Aye, very cold, bad weather. Worse than here.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, we've never had
a cold wind up there, it's all good for me.
Yeah. No, no.
Maybe you just need to go to Keswick and it's... I don't know.
We're like Hawks, you know. We were up there the other day of the week. We were up there. Two fine days and about 4 nights out.
It was nice, though.
And we managed to... We got a car and we went up there. And we went to the Lake Cottage. There were very few people there.
There wouldn't be this family.
Where Campbell, you know, had his room.
Yeah.
It would be beautiful.
Oh, it would be.
So it's a lot to give up if you've been used to that.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
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 You'll be up there. We'll be able to bridge. It's nice up
it
there.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's you see, that's one of the advantages we find, really.
Well, you near that.
Yeah. See, when we lived in
Queensbury, it's a nice run out. Like.
When we lived in Queensbury, people were saying, well, you're only so many hours from the East Coast and so many from the West Coast. But you were it was a journey, you see. Now, when we leave here, you go down the front,
yeah,
and we're starting with the seaside straight away, you see.
Yeah, you're right, didn't you?
What did you do then? Were you a...
Well, I was a farmer once, though.
Were you? Now then, that's good, yeah. Sheep?
I cut the animal like
this. Did you animal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I didn't see about a good I just did all sorts of labouring jobs after that.
Ah, well. My relations were farmers as well in Yorkshire.
Aye.
He had a lot of trouble. He had, they got swine fever 1 year.
Aye, wouldn't he? Aye, he'd be sick, mostly. But it's probably not so bad today, farming and hamburgers and nothing. that's
arable, is it?
And beef farming and sheep farming.
Do you think that they're all right then, man?
I think so.
Yeah, well, you'll know.
And we'll always dig tag the father we heard.
Yes. Yeah.
Not as well. We always cry when they make them. And dairy farming's pretty decent. But you see, the trouble is, there's that many fellas with wanted money.
Sort of paid bank manager, they try to live and they try to run a business as well.
That's right. It's a big job doing it.
If you can put all your money into it and just what you earn, then you're all right.
That's it. Don't bite too hard. Don't take too much on, like some of them do. They take far more on than they should ever do.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. Everything doesn't just work.
Sheep seems to be pretty good. There seems to be a heck of a lot of sheep up there.
Oh, there is.
Do they get a grant, don't they, for everyone?
Yeah, grant nowadays.
I'd rather start to see lambs that they've got ready early. There's some lambs that they've lambed now.
No, that's right.
And it said by Easter they'll all be in the abattoir.
Oh, will they? It'll be a good trade, aren't they?
Where are you living then?
I live at Westgate.
Oh, Westgate.
Oh. I bought a bungalow.
Yeah.
46,000, just a two-bedroom.
Yeah, well that didn't cost 30. Are you detached or semi?
Semi-detached.
That cost just short of 30.
Aye. When was that then?
5 years ago.
Oh, I see how things has changed then.
Yeah.
Aye.
First house we ever bought were 310 quid.
Aye.
We had two bedrooms and a box room. We had a hall, kitchen, and a large front room.
Aye.
It was the end of a row of three.
Aye.
And it overlooked the Gart fields and with a lovely view.
Yeah.
300 odd quid.
5 quid.
If we'd only bought Old Street, then we'd have been okay, wouldn't we?
I would. Anybody who did buy early on made money.
Yes, that's right, yeah. But the people like that buy early on, they buy for investment. Well, I've never really been in that position.
No.
It's all, if I've got any money, I've saved it rather than spent for investment.
Yeah.
Building society, you know.
Oh, that's it.
Whereabouts in Westgate do you live then?
Southside Drive.
I don't really know.
It's about a place there.
Is it near, where was it near, which garage or which pub?
It's not far off the pub.
Which pub is that? Hideaway. Not Hideaway.
Mitchell.
William Mitchell.
Aye.
Because we go there every day and again for a bit of a meal.
William Mitchell, not very far off.
Yeah.
No,
didn't. What, behind Morecambe side or far side?
Just far side rather, but not a lot like.
Nice area. Caravan site lower down.
There is, that's right.
Barrett's houses being built.
Yeah. Oh, it's a nice area.
Yeah.
And quite a lot of semi-detached bungalows.
Yeah.
Or any houses that there is, most of them flats, you see.
I'm not so sure about flats, really.
I don't think.
No,
I wouldn't.
No.
Well, people, you get some nice ideas on top of you.
How are you going with your neighbours then?
Oh, all right, Mr. Van. Got decent neighbours.
Yeah, we have some good neighbours. They have two children. They're just odd times. Okay, John. They're just odd times, then they make a bit of a noise, but they're all right.
All right.
They never bother us at all.
The old park, right? Halfway down the street from me.
Two lads across there, young lads that play football, you know.
Well,
I hope I see you again then. Don't be short of friends, you know, now you've come to a new place. Because we're all the same. There are then. We've had another new friend. I've got him recorded. I better book it down because this is my only problem booking it. No. Leave it on just a second while I get out. It'll then be appointed to what we're doing. I'll shut this door and then it's. But. Now then, dear friend, how are you this morning?
Alright.
I've got my note and I've got my money. If I live while I'm 1,000, I'll never give up bringing notes.
At least you get it right then, don't
you? Well, she's written on here, 6 thin pork sausages, 6 ounces only of lamb's liver. All right then. Are you going through?
All right. Just leave it like 30 quid,
that's right, yeah.
Okay. So.
I'm not here. That can't be junk mail, can it? Eh?
Yeah. 2-star plate, white, teller. Looks important, doesn't it?
Not
what
that is.
Can't be very heavy. No. Didn't be free gift, maybe, for Goodwill. Winning the Butcher's Award for this month.
Probably open it and someone will jump out. You know, could be a bomb.
No, I never know, do you?
16 pork sausages. I was going to end up costing
me
out, I'm not
mulling. Ah, well, that's
so bad. You get all sorts through from the Meat Trade Federation people promoting stuff, you know.
Yeah. And, I suppose they have a job to do, but it gets a bit annoying, stuff that comes through letterbox,
doesn't
it?
Oh, you get all sorts.
The centre's one of these here things where you ring in and they, we were bound to get either a motor car or various other things. And if we rang through, there was no doubt that we'd get one of these things. So I said to wife, well, I will ring and just see what happens. And what they were selling was water purification things. But what I gained from the phone conversation was that it would be an actual a draw rather than a gift, you see. Yeah. Not that any intention, really. Doing it. Oh. I just wanted to hear what they had to say. Because it was the first time that I'd received one of those. All the others have been these promotion things where you go to a hotel in Morecambe. Right. Yeah.
I've only once phoned up and said, if you got to earn £15,000 a year before you qualify.
Yeah, and under 60 or something like that.
Right,
yeah.
You know, they were selling timeshare then, like, you know.
That's right, yeah.
And,
it's alright if you're into that thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, if you want to know, like, you know, it can be alright if you're looking.
But it's just the method that they use to get your support that's a bit annoying, really.
That's right, yeah.
When you put your stuff, it's windy, you don't start going around to houses and knocking on doors.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's lovely. Oh, a very big order today.
£1.02.
I probably have. I'll take that.
short back and then you get your spending money.
Yeah, that's right. I think I've done well there, haven't I, really, getting so near. Okay. That's it then, that's...
Did I have a coffee?
She's on her birthday this weekend, isn't she? Most likely,
Stick it out for a good meal,
aren't you? Go for a licorice or something like that. We are actually going out next week for a good meal, so... it's only fair, isn't it?
She feeds. She doesn't look a day over 21.
Well, she probably says she isn't anyway. Ta-ra, then. Heavy schedule, haven't you, dear?
Not too bad.
Have you had something done with your car? Have you had a painted wing?
It's the undercoat.
We've
seen to a bit of rust for me.
Yeah.
So that's the undercoat, but God knows when it will get sprayed properly.
Who's got to have some decent weather. Yeah, who would have done that for you?
Oh, Martin
is, yeah. It's not an easy job, that, you know.
No, he's very good with cars, though. Yeah. He knows a few bits.
I know that whenever I've tried to put paint on any cars that we've ever had, it's never up right, is it?
No.
It's a professional job.
You need to know what you're doing, don't you?
Professional job.
Well, he's going to borrow like a compressor off this other guy, you know. He does it in garage. He's done it quite a few times before on cars he's had himself, so...
Oh, it's a technique. A relation of ours used to be a car sprayer.
He did Pauline's once, didn't he, when she were at home.
And it was perfect, wasn't it, really? Yeah. And then we had an accident with our car door. And we took it up to Carnforth there, and they did it for us. And it just disappeared as a hole, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Or the dent.
Yeah.
They're worth doing when you get any damage.
Well, if you don't cover rust up, it gets worse.
Well, that's it. Metros are quite known for it.
And yours is out in all weathers, isn't it?
Yeah. So he's got a few bits. There's still another few bits to be done, you know.
Do you need the light on?
Such a mess.
Do you need the light on?
Yeah, I think we'll just pop it on there. Just looks such a mess when you're going around with it like that. But I don't know what to do.
Oh, they're nice looking cars, them, aren't they?
They're okay, I think they're a bonny little car. Yeah. You know, as far as little cars go, yeah.
Mind you, I'm all in favour of small cars. Aren't we, John? We like small ones rather than big ones.
Oh, yeah.
You can't park. A big car's an advantage if you're going a long way.
Yeah, definitely.
But a small car is a marvellous in Lancaster. And
we would have smaller than one we have, wouldn't
we? Oh, we would.
The caravan.
Yeah, we would.
Not as powerful, anyway.
Well, how much do you want?
Quite a lot off the top, you know, so that I can just brush it up.
Yeah.
And not, I don't want the back of my ears showing there.
Right, you don't.
And if you're not quite as short as you did last time, you see, when you combed it up last time, it was right up to the top.
You
just
want
a little
to cover
bit. Yeah, I'm not, I don't mind a little bit, but really, it was, you know, it springs up, doesn't it? And coming over the front like you've done, like, you know, right.
Yeah, that looks super.
What's that?
That painting.
Oh.
It's as flat as anything, you know, there's no irregularities in it at all.
Will you be able to get the same colour as your car then?
Oh yeah, you can. You can usually match it up, yeah.
By
God, gotta be careful.
That's an expert job, is that?
Oh, tell him that. Oh,
wow. Yeah, it is.
Pleased to know. Tell him that.
Well, I've the number of times I've tried to paint, and it just doesn't work. I've even had those small cans, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but you not only have you got to get the right colour and everything, you've got to hold it the correct distance away from the metal.
That's
you've got to keep your hand moving. But there's a temptation to try to put more on so it isn't thicker, you know, but it doesn't work that way, you know.
Yeah.
It's weird to do all together. Anyway, I can't see me ever painting a car again, really.
No,
I'm
getting done for you.
You used to do a lot, didn't you? And for car maintenance, you used to do it all.
I took a course on car maintenance.
Very handy as well, that's a good idea.
It came in very handy, really.
Well, it did, because once, you know, we went over the moors and we parked up the top side of Malham and the car wouldn't start. So, you know, I looked under the bus and I couldn't understand it at all. So I eventually got a lift and got a ride down into Malham and went in the telephone box there and rung the AA. So as I got through to the AA man, I says, you know, I said where I was parked and all like that and where I was stood. And the chap said, oh, well, I'll get a van up to you as soon as I can. But I said, wait a minute. I said, my car's just arrived. And Joan was a mechanic, she lifted Bonnie to him, touched something, and you brought it down, didn't you?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
I don't know, I'm dead, tried down them narrow roads. Oh. Yes, I did, it started going, I don't know what I did, but...
Well, when we got it home, I realised it was the battery lead that was just a little bit low.
That's all it can be, something silly like that. In fact, I'd say 8 times out of 10, that's all it ever is.
Yeah.
Something silly, you know, like you plug leads of... just once popped off or something, or it's got a bit loose.
The AA man did laugh, didn't he? Oh, you wouldn't hear him because did laugh. He says, you'll never live that down. Anyway, so we rode
home. You got it to start.
So we rode home and that was it. Delighted.
I bet you felt a right mechanic then, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's a magic touch you've got to have with cars.
I know a lot more about cars than I never used to know nothing about cars, but just watching Martin and seeing what you're doing and, you know, if the worst comes, putting your jump leads on and things like that. I mean, I didn't even know how to do anything like that, really, but it's all very, very handy to know.
Well, it pays you to know, because you're out in it, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, that course I went on, you know, there'd be about 12 in the class. And there were two young women in the class.
Yeah.
Because I think there's more women drive now than ever they used to.
Oh, yeah. Of course, you've got to be a bit careful as well when you hear all these things on the motorway and whatnot, haven't you? So that's probably why they're going for more of these courses things.
But you can get very dirty messing about with cars.
Oh yeah, I know, he gets black.
Could you change your tyre?
Could I change a tyre? No.
You just have to
look. Well, I'm saying no, but
stand outside the car and look sad and pitiful. And somebody might stop then.
Well, actually, I would know how to do it, but whether I'd have the tools with me or not, just jack it up on one of them thingies.
Yeah.
And then
one of them jacks,
and then you've got one of them. I don't know what they're called.
Well, all right, thingies and articles and whatnot. They're all valuable
tools.
As long as you know what they're used for.
Yeah.
That there, and you know.
Well, yeah. I suppose really, I would be able to.
Thing
if I was really stuck and I had the tools, which I wouldn't have, you see. But if I did have the tools there. Then yeah, I would be able to do it, because I've seen Martin doing it quite a few times, so yeah, jack it up, take the the bolts off, pull it off, put it back on again and screw it up.
Russell's wife across here does it, doesn't she, do you?
Oh yeah, she seems very good. She gets her head in the bonnet. Isn't she, yeah.
Uh-huh. Fiddles about with it.
Yeah, she does. Very efficient.
Still, I can look a fish underneath that bonnet, but whether I have enough...
Anybody can. I mean, me, I could if I lifted it up.
Well, style is half the job, isn't it, really?
Oh, yeah, looking as if you know the business.
I'll leave you to it.
Yes, that's okay. A bit better.
What I've done, I've taken one out then, put it over there. That's the one, you know, that kids were knocking about.
Oh yeah.
That one, the pull all long.
Oh yeah.
Flowers off.
Yes. They've brought it. They put some trees down Woody Lane.
Have they? Oh.
Put some trees down Woody Lane. Then it took 5 minutes, and the one nearest at home, they pulled it down and broken it.
Oh dear.
Beautiful tree, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Vandalism. So what they did, they came along and they strained it up and then bound it, you know.
Yeah.
Because, really speaking, I would have put a, to me now, I'm not gambling, but I would have put a taller post in.
Yeah, yeah.
But they still left the same post, you see.
Yeah.
So somebody come along again and pulled it down. But if you'd have put a pretty tall post and
fasten it,
and give them some more support than this, because when they get to Bayer Bay at this height,
about a yard and a half.
That's it. Yes, and they're okay if nobody touches them, but I mean, they're so easy to get hold of. And down. I've just been slipping off the little bedroom. Right in the middle.
That's
of
a job and a half, isn't it?
In the middle of it. Bit of damp showing here and there, you know.
Well, haven't we already? That tree business, you know, I've seen where kids have broken trees down, but the root is actually gone, and then they've eventually started going up the trees.
Yes.
So you're in with a slight chance that way.
They've dug it out.
Ah, well.
They've dug it out completely now. The last, it's just the last one on left-hand side,
Well, we went to Lancaster a while ago, in, you know, by the river. When you go over the bridge on the left hand side, you can walk up by the river.
Yes.
Well, they put some trees there on the right hand side of the walkway.
Yes, we're going.
And there'll be about 30 trees in. I saw that about 12 of them. Just pulled up. They've gone through.
Well, you can tell that sometimes when you go into the shops and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff is more or less. There's no selling power or thank you, but
no,
you know,
no,
like
no,
that is
no,
a no.
No,
you just think, here we go, and in there it goes. They couldn't care less whether you were
take
there.
Take it for granted, no.
Come here now. Hey.
Nice is that bit of land, this land for them, isn't it? That's round the back here.
Round the back, yes, it is. Come on,
no,
here, come on.
There's no interference with cars or...
No, that's right. No, it's nice. No, no.
And it really, it's not used other than people like yourself.
No, it is.
No,
it's
in the walkway.
It's in the walkway. Not many people do that, do they? Hey! Hey! Bunny! Come on. Here. Come here.
Mind you, that's right. I mean, dog users using the path does interfere a bit with the walkers.
Oh, it does, because
they make a
mess.
But down there, doesn't.
No. Another thing, some of them, they let them mess about all over the place, you know. Yeah. Right in the middle of the path. Well, I never do with these. I always, they usually go right in the middle of the right on the left-hand side.
Oh, it's a problem.
Right,
it's,
right
a,
it's a problem, isn't it?
Deciding
see?
What to do.
It is, yeah.
out for how long? 3 hours or?
Well, I don't want to walk up to her because she's very irritable when she gets
inside. Are you very
inside.
Irritable? Are you?
She doesn't like
standing about, no. No. Well, that's the way to do then.
No.
Like groping to somebody very active, yourself.
The house we've got far too big for us, you know, that the four bedroom house. There's a bungalow up over there, it's a fair way out, isn't it? Over.
Oh, it is. Yeah, we look there and we like the bungalow.
Yeah, shut up now, we're going now.
We liked them at Overton, but that was just the trouble.
It's the trouble, isn't it? Yeah. We had a look at one near where my son lives, but it's too far out up there.
Yeah.
It's a good ride, you know, isn't it?
But buying and selling is a road to ruin today.
All right. Anyway, see you.
All right, take care.